Yo, Shane.
How's
it going?
Be like Mike, and soon you may be in Hanes commercials.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I have that many gains yet. We'll see.
You maybe got the gains between the legs, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, no. It's going to be that kind of stream tonight, eh?
Oh, I've been drinking all day. No, I haven't been. But, yeah, man, how's your week been? Actually, how's your month been? We're at the end of March now. March 31st. When we're recording this? It's
been a good month. There's been a lot of good music, and I don't know, I've been back in the workout train, so I've been feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. What about you?
Yeah, me too, man. I've been down a few pounds, enjoying a little bit of warm weather, although it's like up and down here. It's like
it's supposed to be 32 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. 32 is bad for Fahrenheit. I was thinking Celsius, like 32. Yeah, no, it's supposed to get down, like, yeah, pretty much down to freezing. Out of freaking nowhere, April 1st, April Fools, motherfuckers. Yeah. So yeah, weird. But yeah, man, I've been good. And it's funny, you know, because we're a quarter of the way through the year already. Which really is wild.
I was thinking about it the other day, like we're maybe, what is it, like 4 or 5 months out now from like a year of the show.
Pretty I know
crazy too.
Yeah, I know. It really is crazy. And for people that have tuned in before, welcome back. For new people that are just stumbling upon this and wondering what New Noise is, this is where me and my associate Mike Howell, looking great today, by the way. Hammerfall shirt is tight.
Thank you. I gave myself a haircut today too. We're looking pretty fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, yeah, if you stumbled in, that's what we do. We talk about the new music coming out every week. And we're 3 months into the year.
Yeah.
We are a quarter of the way through 2021. And we got a bit of a different format today. Bit of a slower week. We are going to talk about the top three most anticipated albums this week. Almost five. 60% of five. I'm good at this.
We're restarting the fractions portion of your brain today.
And I'm okay. I can tell you about a proper, an improper. I'll give you all the fraction. Any fraction fractional information or fractional information about fractions.
Oh, I'm here for it. I'll test your knowledge because I know all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're an engineer. Come on. If you don't know that shit, then like bridges are going to be falling on people and everything else. So.
Exactly. We can't do that.
No, exactly. I know you're not a civil engineer. Anyway, could that shirt, is there any chance that that may have come from our friends over at rockabilia.com?
So, you would be 100% correct.
Oh, man, look at that, huh?
This is a wonderful shirt from our friends at rockabilia.com.
Yes.
Very comfy, great fit. It's got a wonderful design on the front. Got our, oh, this side. Got our wonderful sleeve design.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah.
Let me see. We got to stand up.
Show me those glutes you've been working on. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, that's, man,
our
I love
sick
that.
Back design. It's a good shirt. Good shirt.
That's fantastic. Rockabilia, they sent us some stuff. I still haven't got mine. I'm wearing a Lead Singer Syndrome hoodie. Very on brand.
Oh, yeah.
Shirt with my own name on it. Not weird.
I mean, is what it is. They're comfy hoodies. I have one.
They are great. We got a top three, and after we talk about these three very, very special releases, we're gonna go and talk about three that we've missed over the past 3 months ish. And at least this year, they've all come out this year. And yeah, so that's going to be something a little different because Mike's not perfect. The list doesn't always have everything. There's a lot coming out and we want to make sure that you know about these records as well. So it's going to be a little bit of fun today.
Yeah. And I mean, I'd like to think I'm pretty close to perfect. All three of these were on my lists. If you follow me on Instagram, you see those at Slabby Slam.
Yes.
But they didn't make the show list because honestly, looking at them, they kind of came out on big weeks that we had a lot of stuff coming on. And we can't always talk about everything. You don't want to sit here and listen to 2 hours of us talking. Or maybe you do. But I assume most of you want to get out there and start listening to the new music right away.
No, so. For sure. And not to mention, I think all of these artists, at least two out of the three, are newer bands too, right?
Yeah.
So they're not bands that have had a huge crazy track record. So you know, putting them in the top five could be kind of a risk, you know. So
a little bit once in a while.
So when these come out, you don't really know how good they're going to be, and they good.
Oh yeah, they good.
But let's talk about last week's list. If there's anything 100%. From that. That you would like to speak about, Michael?
I mean, there's some that I definitely wouldn't like to speak about, but I know that we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of elephant in the room. That Genghis Tron album. I really liked it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I think that there was definitely some stuff missing, and I feel like if they had bridged back to their old sound a little bit better, it would have been good. But it was some really nice, just kind of chill EDM, I guess, with long tracks and vibes. Did you check it out or no?
I did. I'll be honest, I didn't. Again, it was one of those records, like I had a lot of trouble kind of following it. Like I couldn't put it on and like intently listen to every note. I kind of got a little bit lost in it, which may be sort of the point of some of the, you know, the tracks, because they're very like, it's a pretty weird record.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's atmospheric almost, I kind of want to say.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And yeah, if you ever heard old Genghis Tron, I think it's just completely different. It doesn't even seem like the same band at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just weird to talk about. I don't know if we would talk about a new band like this, but yeah. I'm glad you liked the record. Though. I'm glad you liked it.
And then we had what I think in retrospect should have been our number one record last week was that new Stepson record.
I absolutely love this record.
It is so good, especially for like a debut record. Like
so
this
good.
Band sounds like they've been in the game for at least four albums.
They do. They have really interesting sound. We touched on it quite a bit last week, but they're I feel like they're still trying to find what they are. But every sort of style that they go for,
It works.
Like when they're like a little more on the punk side of things, it's like, oh, that's cool. When they sound like a 2005 Tooth and Nail band, like I described, it works. Yeah. When they're doing, you know, more modern stuff, it works as well. So I really like this this record. I think sky's the limit for this band too. I think when 100%. They put out a sophomore record, then it's going to be like they're going to be really big.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to see these guys blow up. I think they deserve it 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Me too.
And speaking of some more guys that I think are about to going to blow up, I know you checked out that new 68 record. What did you think?
I loved it. I thought that it was a record that I expected them to make at this point. It had some of the singing and poppy elements that I liked. Still experimental. Still some weird stuff.
Yep.
Which is exactly what I want from this band. And again, I just want to see this band live.
100%.
Like the records are great, and I'm glad that the records are improving, because that's all we have right now. But yeah. Man, just put Josh and I forget the drummer's name. Put
Nico.
Them on stage together, and I want to see that magic, because I love what they do.
I mean, they're just so good live, and I can't wait to see it either. I think every song on this record is great.
Yeah,
and honestly, I think it's a little backloaded personally. I didn't like the singles as much compared to the rest of the record, kind of getting into it. I like the kind of poppier elements to them, but for me, I always like Weird 68 a little bit more, I think.
100%. 100%, man.
Hell yeah. Anything else you want to chat about from last week?
That's about all I got a chance to listen to. I did check out the some of the singles from those other records and stuff, but I didn't get a full dive into Drowned God or Origami Button. Both stuff I'm excited about,
too. I love that
Origami
Button EP. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, I love the singles. I haven't heard the whole record yet, but can't wait because, I think that could be like one of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah. It's contender for EP of the year, I think, early on, looking at it.
For sure. All right. Well, let's get into the little top three we have. I like this.
Little top three.
Little top three.
I'm ready.
Okay. Kick it off, Mike, with number three.
So number three, coming out of the Netherlands, we've got something a little weird for our show.
Nice.
Because we don't normally talk about groups like this, but we've got Vicetone, which is an electronic duo.
Yes.
These guys are making kind of more house pop type music, but I think that they know how to write an absolutely great hook, and all three of the singles that they've put out are just amazing. I know these guys back from when I was DJing in college and things like that, and they always did great work. I'm kind of surprised to see them putting out an album, especially with most electronic acts not doing that anymore. But honestly, I absolutely am really excited for this record just because I think they know how to write good poppy songs that you can, during the summer, put the windows down to and just drive.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right on just about everything you said. This band is huge. Absolutely massive. If you look at their streaming numbers, you'll be like, oh shit, okay. But I'm sure if you played through their top 10 on Spotify or whatever, you would realize that you do know these songs. Mm-hmm. They're just played, you know, like you might not know who Vicetone is, but you know these songs. And
they're definitely like you're at the gym and it's like the music that's on overhead. Like it's definitely like that. But I think these guys have a special little flair that a lot of artists don't. Their song structure and writing is really good. And they're adding kind of really fun, like orchestral elements, and the tones that they're selecting to use are just a little bit different, that they can still fit in that very poppy electronic genre, but kind of make their own brand and have a unique sound as well.
No, 100%. And I don't think I knew they were from the Netherlands specifically, which is interesting too. You don't get a lot of artists from there, which is sort of surprising in a way, because I don't know if anyone here has ever traveled to the Netherlands or Amsterdam.
Beautiful place.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful, but like they speak very good English there. They have a lot of, you know, American like influence and stuff in their culture. I'm just surprised that you don't hear about, really, if I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever heard of any bands from the Netherlands really coming out. I mean, in our scene for sure. Obviously electronic music is a whole nother story, but
And I don't know, when I was in the Netherlands, it always seemed like everywhere I went was kind of more art focused than music focused. Like
More what focused?
Huge art, like visual art.
Art.
Yeah. Like I saw art galleries all over the place. There's tons of museums and things like that. And I don't know, that's just kind of the vibe I got. Maybe I only went to Amsterdam, so maybe there are different things elsewhere.
Yeah. No, it's a cute country.
Yeah, like, it really is.
With all the like all the canals everywhere. I feel like they all have all of the country cities. They're just cute.
Yeah.
You know, there's like canals and windmills everywhere, and they love
it's so cool though. Like, did you get travel around by canal when you were in the Netherlands or no?
Yeah. Well, what we've done a couple times we've been in Amsterdam specifically is we'll rent a boat and then we'll just like take it for a rip around the canals, like during the day before we have to play the show. There was one summer we were over in Europe, and it seemed like we were renting boats like every other day just for something to do, like get out on the boat. It's sick. So I love it over there, man. It's a good time. But this is cool that these artists have flourished, and I think it's cool that they are doing an album, like you said. I mean, obviously, like, you know, they grew up with that, I'm sure, and any genre that was the case, and they probably, this is something that they want to do, is is, you know, try to write a whole album with the peaks and valleys that an album has, and do that if they've, you know, if they haven't had a chance to do that in a while, because like you said, so much of this genre is singles, single driven or remix driven. You don't always get
much
like,
more so than our genre is. Like, I know that's starting to kind of peak up, and a lot of bands are releasing standalone singles, and they're having remix EPs are kind of a big thing again, but it's not even close to the percentages that electronic music is. I'd say maybe even, and this is kind of looking from the outside looking in, I'd say maybe like 40% of the entire electronic industry is remixes and just standalone singles and stuff like that.
I would say, yeah, you're probably right. This is crazy though. This, I'm looking here just on their discography, on their Wikipedia page. They've actually never put out an album. This is technically, even though they've been putting out music, releasing music since 2012, they have never released an album. They've done two EPs in 2016 and 2019, and then just a boatload of singles, and they've never released an album. So isn't that crazy? So this is probably pretty exciting for them. That's cool.
Real exciting. And just kind of a side note, if you're a scene band from the Netherlands, we want to hear from you on the next Locals Only. So hit us up.
Yeah,
because we're interested.
Straight up. And I'm thinking like there's got to have been somebody
over
the years, like a punk band or something from the Netherlands. But I can't think of one off the top of my head. I think of a few from Belgium, but not Netherlands, which is weird to me. But anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Number two.
So number two. Another thing that we talk a little bit more about this genre, I think. But we've got a pop album. I think she's loosely related to the scene,
yeah,
I would say.
I would say so.
But we've got the new album, The Art of Starting Over, from Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, yes. I mean, I think she's great.
Oh, yeah, same.
I think she's kind of underrated, to be honest. Obviously, I know she's a huge, you know, been a huge star and all that, and had number one albums in the past and everything. You know, she's had her fair share of her own demons and that,
yeah,
which has been very well 100%. Documented. But you know, for her to be back with music, I think is very exciting.
And I was going to touch on that as well. I think her story is absolutely incredible. I've been wanting to watch her documentary that she has on Netflix, I think, where she talks a little bit about the album I've heard, and like all the things that she's gone through in her life and how she's grown as a person. And I really think that kind of being able to watch her find herself through her music as well, and develop into kind of making more music that I think she wants to make rather than the kind of pop radio bangers, is something that's phenomenal too, and something that you don't get to see often in that kind of genre and style of music as much.
Yeah, man, you hit the nail on the head there for sure. I think like she had like she's kind of still in the middle of this, of the trauma and dealing with it too. This isn't something like, okay, this happened like 10 years ago and we're still talking about it and like she's fine, and you know what I mean, like this is recent, like very recent. I know she still says she's still battling it, you know. Oh, she's not completely sober, like she, you know, she's still fighting this. And for her to put out this music now, just like you said, it's going to be real. This is going to have, there's really no sugarcoating this. It's going to be like from the heart, from the soul.
Exactly.
And I think that anybody that knows anything about her is going to be like, wow, this is real. Whether it's good or not, I don't think it really even matters. It's going to be more about her, you know, getting this off of her chest and expressing herself like she needs to right now in 2021. And that's, it really is like a beautiful thing that this album is coming out. And I think that I've been really, it's touched me a little bit how supportive people have been of her. Cause a lot of times you find when people do put themselves out there, that a lot of people will like, you know, talk shit on this person or say this or this, or, oh, why are they complaining they're a celebrity and all this. And, you know, with everything she's been through, I love to see people supporting her so hard. And I love to see that, that she's also being open with everything. So I'm really glad you have this on the list here, Mike.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's a good, I guess, kind of reminder that celebrities are people too. And they've got like a lot going on in their lives, if not more so with stress and expectations than a lot of us do.
Oh yeah, man.
And I mean, I know personally, this is something that I've kind of said just kind of leading up to the album, knowing it's going to come out. And I have a couple of good friends who absolutely love her. And I said, you know, because I can tell this record is going to be so heartfelt, I'm just going to set it aside and it's going to be the only thing that I'm doing when I listen to it for the first time, right? I'm not going to try, like normally sometimes I'll be reading a book when I listen to an album for the first time, mm-hmm. or I'll be working. I think this record kind of needs me to just sit down and I don't necessarily say enjoy it because I don't know what I'm going to feel from the record, but experience it. That's a good word.
No, for sure. That's, I mean, that is like giving a huge amount of respect to her too, mm-hmm. to do that. And that's awesome. I mean, we'll see. This record, it's called Dancing with the Devil, The Art of Starting Over. I mean, right there mm-hmm. in the title, I mean, that seems like that really sets the tone for what we can expect mm-hmm. here.
100%.
I'll be honest, I haven't listened to, I have heard the song Anyone, but I haven't heard the recent singles. The two of them have come out, I guess, in the last couple months. I have not heard them, but I guess I'll just wait to hear the whole thing on Friday.
Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be a time. I'm not going to say good time. I'm not going to say sad time, but mm-hmm. I think that this is definitely an album coming out that, I mean, deserves our respect because she's putting herself out there in such a way that not a lot of people are strong enough to do.
No, 100%. And I'm just looking at this. I found the track listing. This appears to be a 19 song, 57 minute long album.
That's long.
Yeah. This appears. Yep. These appear to all be like, there's no remixes or any like thing. There's one little track that looks like some kind of an
interlude,
but that's it. Just one. So we're talking about 18, mm-hmm. 18 songs. 57 minutes. There's even some bonus tracks too. So yeah, this is going to be a lot.
If anyone's got that much to say, I think it's her right now.
There you go.
So
exactly. Exactly. Fantastic. Cool.
Oh yeah. You want to lighten the mood?
Let's lighten the mood. Let's also shout out one more time. Throw to our homies in Rockabilia, sending Mike that beautiful Hammerfall long sleeve that he's wearing. That can be yours for a low price, but if you want an even lower price, you can use promo code SHANE. That's my name, Shane. That'll save you an extra 10% off at rockabilia.com. I'm still waiting for my stuff, but I live in Canada, so I expect it always takes a little longer.
Always. I love Hammerfall.
Yeah.
Power metal is so cool.
You love power metal. I never can get into it the same way. Like, there's a few bands that I, over the years, I liked. I mm-hmm. own a couple Stradivarius albums, but but I don't know. I'll let you have that, Mike.
I think you've got to be like a special personality who just loves super campy things in order to get super into power metal too. Cause like, it's so corny, but you just got to like roll with it. I love it.
Yeah.
You want to get into our number one?
I am ready. Let's get into the number one after this. And we're back.
We are back. Back again.
We're back. And the number one album of the week.
So this is a really cool band. And this is a band I wouldn't have known about had we not done our fun locals only stream.
Yes, that was such a good time. What was it, last
Amazing.
Sunday before last?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we brought on, what do we have, 12?
12 bands.
12 local bands. And what was incredible was, this is the thing, just because mm-hmm. a band is a local band and unsigned or whatever, doesn't mean that they're not as good as other signed bands. Every single one of these 12 bands was amazing.
Brought the heat.
Oh yeah. Every single one was awesome. And this particular band we were talking about after a lot. And I mean,
I think these guys have the opportunity to put out this EP called Drift and blow the hell up. I'm not going to leave you guys in suspense anymore. It's Wild Truth.
Wild Truth.
And I've heard this EP.
I have too. We got a little a little email link.
Little sample.
The label was very oierex.com, Open Your Ears Records. Great people over there. They gave us a little nugget, gave us a little email treat. And I very quickly opened it and added it to my Dropbox and listened to it. It's good.
And I think so as well. I think it's a great multifaceted EP that really demonstrates the songwriting capabilities of the guys in the band and their talents. I mean, vocally, Nick is just insane.
Yeah.
Like, this kid could be the next Brandon Urie.
Yeah.
100%. No cap.
So here's, I was thinking about how I wanted to describe this band or this EP.
I was having trouble with it too.
But okay. So, you know, Fall Out Boy, you love Fall Out Boy, right? Great band. They came out, 2003, the blew people's minds with their pop punk sensibility, right? And everything. And like, they got really, really popular, and From Under the Corkscrew came out. They were all over MTV, et cetera, right? They break up, Fall Out Boy, they come back, and their sound is completely changed, right? They're like, they're more like a pop band. They're bringing Will Smith's kid out on tour with them. You know, they're like, they've changed, right? Now, Wild Truth to me, this is the music that Fall Out Boy should have made.
Yeah.
When they came back. Like, this is that style idealized in my opinion. And I'm sure a lot of people would disagree, like, oh, it's not quite the same or whatever. But like, vocally, like you said, Nick is absolute fire. The production on this thing is like as good as any,
it's surprisingly anything. Good.
And yeah, I hear that a lot in their music. Panic, Fall Out Boy, modern, but you still have the like heart there. There's there's still energy. It's really, really, really great.
So what I wrote down here is very close to what you said.
Oh, okay.
I described it as if Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco had a missing link in 2010 to their 2020 sound. And
yeah, that's pretty much it. It's really good. That 100%. Single, I forget what it's called. It's track two on the EP. That
it's called No Filter.
That there's no reason why that shouldn't be all over the radio. And I would
100%.
I would just turn it up louder each time. It is.
It's got this like funkiness to it, but it's still like pop punk pop. I don't know what exactly we want to call this band.
No, they're hard to really describe.
Yeah. Like, maybe because I don't want to call it alternative because people like always associate alternative with like, oh, Stained and Saliva and Shinedown and stuff like that. It's not that, but it's like, it's got those tinges of the scene within pop music.
Yep.
Very similar to like a band like Half Hearted as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and everybody here listening to this or you listen to the podcast, so this band has 869 monthly listeners.
This is your rookie card.
So this is like, you're hearing it here first. And trust us, this is not going to let you down. You have a chance to help this band reach the next level being on the ground floor.
Oh, yeah.
And you should, because it's that good. I mean, no, it's not metal. It's not punk rock exactly. It's different, but man, like, this band is extremely talented.
This is the kind of band that this EP blows up a little bit. They get brought out kind of like a Dragged Under getting brought out with the Used. They get brought out on a tour like that, and all of a sudden they're almost, if not, throwing a better show than the headliner.
Yeah,
and for sure. Stealing it.
for sure. It's tough though. Like, it's tough when you're a new band and you're playing more like a mainstream sound, right? Because like, you can't just say, you can't get thrown on to like the local hardcore show, you know. No. You have to like find those things. Like this band, honestly, like they would do great on a Maroon 5 tour.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's like, that can be difficult to start. So that's why I think it's even more important that, you know, we all try to give them the love and the support. Mm-hmm. And people in the chat already checking them out, already loving them. And
hell yeah.
Yeah, someone says a little Five Sauce, a little All Time Low vibe. Yeah, that's not completely inaccurate either. For sure. Yes, and I didn't know what Five Sauce was mm-hmm. until relatively recently.
Oh yeah,
And yeah, I thought that Five Sauce is for people that still don't know. It's 5 seconds of summer. People call them Five Sauce, and it just makes me think of like something that you'd put on your burger at a.
I know, right?
Fuddruckers like, or something.
It's like Five Guys. Like, give me the Five
guys.
Sauce.
Of course, Five Guys. Yeah.
Oh, you already make our heavy music fans a little bit happier and talk about some things we missed.
Oh, I would love to do this. So yes,
I would love to as well.
Yes.
You
let's,
know me.
Let's quickly recap the top three. Number three, Mike.
So number three, we've got the new EP new album Legacy by Vicetone. I was reading the wrong list.
Nice.
I scrolled down too early.
And number two.
Number two, we've got the new album from Demi Lovato.
Yes. Potentially some heavy stuff there. I look forward to it. And number one is?
The new EP Drift from Wild Truth.
Wild Truth. Check them out. Love them.
Oh, yeah.
OIERex.com. I think you can go get it. They're right there right now.
Yeah, you can pre-order. They sent me mine already, so it's in the mail.
Yeah.
On its way.
Go.
I'm excited.
Go head over there to the fine folks, OIERex.com. Calm. All right, Michael. Let's talk about these three records that we didn't get to. That's okay. We're not perfect, but these are all ones that people should know.
100%. So coming in with a band similar to one that we've already kind of talked about today with Stepson, this is the new EP. It's 2 weeks old now. If Only You Could Feel Something Too by Rumors. Are you familiar with this band?
I am not. I know that they're not from America because of the way their name is spelled.
Yep.
So
they're from Australia.
There you go. Yep.
So this band is kind of alternative post-hardcore. I would almost say they're even kind of a little bit similar to Wild Truth. We're in that very hard to define, like not quite alternative, not quite pop. I almost want to say they're like Imagine Dragons, but good, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But they're really good. They have big choruses. They use fun samples. The songwriting is just great. There's some really good riff writing on this EP that's almost kind of jazzy, if I want to say, that kind of leads itself to make a really interesting alternative sound. And I think this is another band, just like Wild Truth, that we could see opening up for some huge shows in the next couple of years.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm just scrolling over this. I actually think I have heard this Paralyzed song before. On there. Yeah, man. I think like again, this is a band that they've been, you know, very slow growing. Only like two singles before this year.
Yep.
And here they come out with, you know, essentially like an EP, six songs.
And
like nobody
all
knows.
Great.
And it's all great, and nobody knows about this band, and they can't tour, and they need everyone's love. So, go check out Rumors. Yeah, this
100% awesome.
This is especially fuck Australia, man. I guess Australia, they can play shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they are already.
I hope so. If you're from Australia, go get on a plane.
Go see a Rumors show
wherever they are. You got those cheap Qantas flights in Australia, and hell yeah, get on that. I'm thinking about just doing the 14-day quarantine just to go mosh.
Just go have some fun.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Come out of mosh retirement.
I would. Oh, 100% I would. Can't wait to mosh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Second one we've kind of got. Mm-hmm. This is a fun one. A bit more scene. I think everybody in our chat should get down with this. This is a metalcore band from Seattle, Washington. We've got Exanimate with their new album, Luminous. I know they are an honorable mention, so we did kind of talk mm-hmm. about them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk more in detail about this album. I think this album is absolutely great. If you're a fan of some other bands that we've talked about on the show, like C'est Fossé, Glass Crown, and Degrader, then you're going to absolutely love this. It's very solid metalcore. There's a lot of emotion behind it. There's sick riffs. There's breakdowns. Every song is kind of a little bit different, which is really, really cool on records like this. I think it's kind of similar to the Era record in that way, where each song has its own identity and feel. And overall, it's just an awesome record, and I think everybody should go check it out. Another small band. Here's your rookie card. Get in on the ground floor. It's their debut album.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know too much about this band at all, actually. I don't have too much to touch on here.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that they moved from Kalamazoo, Michigan to yep. Seattle, which makes me a little sad because you don't... Kalamazoo.
They're still our Michigan boys at heart.
Okay.
Claiming them.
Okay. Yeah, claim them. Claim them all you want. Yeah, are they a duo by any chance, or is that just a weird cropped picture?
I can't recall. It might be a crop picture, might not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It says they got the heavy feels, though.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That they do.
Cool. Sweet. Yeah, I don't have too much else to say about this, but everybody check them out. I like this. I like the small, it's like a small band roundup here. We're really getting all these names out there.
Exactly. And the next one, mm-hmm. surprise, surprise. Another small band coming in. These guys are from the UK. This is one of those that sometimes lands me into a little bit of trouble. But I bought this record without hearing it, or without hearing a single off of it.
Okay.
Because I thought the album art and the pressing was cool.
Okay.
I'm and sometimes you just got to do that. At least I do. But this is the new album, Soul Diminished, from Celestial Sanctuary.
Celestial Sanctuary.
These guys are so good and so heavy that it's just... I'm just going to start describing them.
Yeah.
They're super, super sludgy and groovy while still being death metal. They're absolutely brutal. They write some really, really good riffs. Kind of everything about this record, I put it on the first time when it came out, I think last week, and it just kind of grabbed me and dragged me along with it. It's so much fun. It's got really cool down tempo portions.
Yep, exactly.
Really fun fast portions.
Exactly.
If I wanted to compare this band to like others that I've talked about before, like if you're a fan of Tomb Mold, they're a really, really good death metal band right now. And I think they're very similar to that. Same with like bands like Swamp Beast and maybe Throne, maybe Venom Prison on a couple of tracks as well. So I can't recommend this band and this album enough. I think everybody should go check it out. Even if you're not a huge death metal fan, I think you'll find something that you love about it.
Yeah, man. I have heard this actually. And mm-hmm. I agree with pretty much everything that you said. The thing is yeah, like sometimes when you think of death metal, you think of just like very extreme, like...
think of like a Cannibal Corpse and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like it's almost like if you took the slower mid-tempo parts of Cannibal Corpse or Carcass maybe, and like a little bit more groove... than mm-hmm. most death metal has, where a lot of death metal is very like fast and square and like just everything is kind of on beat, where this band has a lot more life to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it like sort of, it can be a little more catchy than just brutal.
Agreed.
But they're still heavy.
Oh yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of newer kind of, I guess we could, they're still technically death metal bands, but a lot of these newer bands are really pushing the limits of what we kind of consider that genre to be. And I guess pushing it into a larger kind of encompassing genre. in a similar way to kind of like maybe 10 years ago what started happening with metalcore, where now we kind of have progressive metalcore and we have kind of like beatdown metalcore and all of these different genres that are starting to crop up from kind of the main one, just because the genres become too big and we need to kind of classify things somehow. But this album's great.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy you brought this up. I didn't know these guys were from the UK. I'll tell you though, man, they look fucking hard, this band.
Oh yeah.
I think I actually want to throw up what they look like. Just for a second.
I forget. I don't know what he plays, but the dude with the big beard, yeah. Like the ginger beard. Oh my god.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, I have to. I just have to show the people on Twitch this for a second. Yeah. This dude, yeah, it's not the easiest to see, but yeah, this dude with the beard, like a red beard.
Oh yeah,
this guy looks like.
I mean, you can look at the playlist down here too, like that they made the picture right there. Like they look angry.
Oh yeah, they look even more angry in here. It's like the same. It's like the same photo shoot, just a slightly different pose, and that's the artwork there that you liked so much, Mike, too.
It's so cool. Like album artwork is such an important part.
Yeah, I know you love it. I know you love it. I'm not sure what like grabbed you about it. I can't really even tell what's going on. Is that?
Well, it was, they had a really good vinyl pressing that kind of like matched the color scheme.
Okay, cool.
It's always something.
Cool. Celestial Sanctuary.
I also just like, if you look at like the crack in the sky, there's like the eyes behind it and stuff like that. Like something's coming out of the sky. That's cool.
I feel like it looks like spaghetti rolling down a mountain with a couple like sort of phallic looking cactuses. But that's just me.
That's just like your opinion, man.
It is just my opinion, man. There it is. There's three more records in case you missed, and I'm sure you. Like, there's no way everybody heard all three of these bands.
No.
No way. If you did, then you should be hosting this show. Yeah.
If you know all three of those bands before I talked about them without checking my list either, because I know you're checking my lists, talk to me, because I want to be your friend. We can help each other out a lot.
There we go.
You want to do a quick recap of those?
Yeah, let's do a quick recap of those. This is the top three we've missed this year so far. Number three.
We had the EP, If Only You Could Feel Something Too by Rumors.
That's right. Number two.
We had Luminous by Examinate.
Examinate. And number one.
Number one, we had Soul Diminished by Celestial Sanctuary.
There we go. And Real B. Smith knew all three of them.
Look at him
go. He just wants to come talk shit with us on this show, I think.
I think he does.
I think so too. All right. Well, honorable mentions. Do you have anything?
Honorable mentions. I've got seven singles I want to talk about.
Yeah, I knew you did. Let's go. Let's talk about them.
So first one I want to talk about, Afterlife. Awesome band. My buddy Tyler. They're writing kind of new metalcore that absolutely goes hard. They've got a new song coming out on Friday. I forget the name of it off the top of my head. But all the teasers make it seem like it's going to be a banger.
All right.
Can't wait to hear that. Another single, the first single from this project, Bottom After Midnight, which is past members of Children of Bottom. And unfortunately, this is the last music that we're going to hear from Alexei. So, the guitarist of Children of Bodom, who passed away recently.
Yeah.
So definitely go check that out. I know I will. Might cry a little bit.
Yeah, that was super sad. I don't believe... Did we talk about this at all on the show?
I think we did.
Did we? Still such a bummer. Yeah, I remember that when that happened, man. It was heavy.
Yeah. And a little less heavy. We've got a new single from With Confidence, Australian boys, pop punk.
Yes, With Con, as the kids With like Con. To call them. A band that I feel like just, I don't know. I feel like this band is like, I'm like waiting for them to explode and hasn't happened yet.
I feel the same way. Every song, it either 100% gets me and I'm like, man, this is a banger. Or I'm like, wow, I could not listen to that again.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? We'll see. I haven't heard the single yet. I think it came out today. So we'll
so you see. can say with confidence you aren't sure.
Exactly. Next up, we've got kind of from death metal deathcore band Mental Cruelty. They're putting out a new single on Friday.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear it. These guys are brutal. I've absolutely fallen in love with them with these singles that they're releasing. And I can't wait for the album in a couple more weeks.
Mental Cruelty.
Exactly.
That name, I don't know. That name makes me feel curious. Weird. Yeah, very curious. I'm not sure what to expect. They got like a Darth Maul looking guy.
Yeah.
I have to show, like, how is this, how do they not take, let me show the people this. How do they take this photo and not say, yeah, maybe that's, look at him. That is so Darth Maul. Right? Mental Cruelty.
Great band though.
Yeah. I never heard them. This is cool. I'll check this out. I love weird metal that Mike brings me.
Always.
Sweet. Okay, cool. All right. Next
up, we've got kind of hardcore, post-hardcore. I don't really know where to fit these guys. It's the first song off of a split EP with See You Space Cowboy and If I Die First.
Okay.
I listen to this song, and it sounds exactly like something that would have been on my iPod Nano in 2005. Like,
sick.
It is cool. Straight up nasty metalcore, post-hardcore, hardcore, whatever you want to call it. It's phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
People will like that in the chat, I bet. Or
I think
absolutely.
So.
Check it out.
Next, we've got a new single from Half-Lives. They're an awesome kind of alternative pop project. I don't know how to describe them. Really fun. Similar to bands like Hot Milk, Rivals. I would say they're similar to those.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good time. I'm really excited. Single's called Vibin'. Everybody knows I love the word vibin'. So can't wait to vibe.
Yes. Vibe away. Vibe away.
And the last honorable mention I kind of want to talk about. This single is out. It is an absolute banger. And it's the new Waterpark single called Numb.
Yeah.
It is the return of Angry Austin. And it is so good and catchy. At one point, they say, I forget the exact lyric, but he says, me and my band were kind of like, what's the band he says? I forget. I got to look up the lyrics now because I want to get it right.
Yeah, look them up. Look them up. Wait, did you say this single has already come out or it's coming out?
Yeah, it came out on Monday.
Oh, I see it here. Yes, Numb. Right.
Let's see. Loading up the lyric, genius. Come on.
I've become so, all right, so numb.
So the line is, my band and I are like Coldplay that's allowed to say the fuck word. Which is one of the most Waterparks things ever. Like,
yeah.
If you've never heard Waterparks, that exactly kind of sums up not how they sound, but the vibe they give off.
Yeah, we've talked about Waterparks like a couple times over the whatever we said we've been doing this show 6 months or whatever, and I really do like the band, and I really do like that they don't take themselves seriously, that they're hilarious. Yep. I think that sometimes that takes away from the actual literal songwriting and performing talent that the band has, because they do have it.
Oh, they're incredible.
But yeah, but so many people just see the like memes. You know, and the jokes, yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, like this is, they don't take themselves seriously. Why should I take them seriously? But I enjoy everything they do. They make me laugh and it's entertaining. Exactly. And that's all it needs to be.
They make me laugh even outside of the music too. Like, did you know that Austin has a podcast?
I don't think I did know that. No. What is
so
it?
So it's called Austin and Travis's Slumber Party, where he got his childhood friend Travis, and basically they sit together and read Waterparks fan fiction.
Oh no.
It is utterly terrifying.
Oh.
But so funny. Because you know exactly how Waterparks fans are. So you can just imagine the fan fiction that gets written about that band.
Yeah, man. I have trouble with that one.
It's pretty funny.
Because, well, I remember, to be honest, before I met Austin, mm-hmm. and I knew much about the band, and I saw the like the really kind of cringy signs they were putting up at Warped Tour,
yeah.
saying, "Oh, go buy our album so that it can go platinum and my dad can think I'm cool or whatever."
But, exactly.
But so the other thing they were doing on Warped Tour was they were doing like these. I don't know. They're not meet and greets really on Warped mm-hmm. Tour that they do. They're like mentoring sessions or like
classes.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Yeah, like yeah. I think they were called TEI.
Yep.
And it was like some people would
didn't
do
Austin
like,
have one where he was just like, what was it? He's like, I do whatever.
Exactly. So every day he would have a huge, like it would be sold out. So he would have mm-hmm. like 50, 60, maybe even more kids that paid like not 10 bucks. Like they paid probably.
Yeah, it was always like 50 or 60
yeah,
or something like that.
Like a decent chunk of change to like be there. And he would just do anything. And like he would change it every day. One time he was like, yeah, I'm just going to draw today. And he just drew, like for the whatever it was, 30 minutes, he just like drew some stuff. And that was it. And no, they didn't talk or anything. Another time when I was going by, he called his mother.
And he
just
talked to his tongue out.
He just talked on the phone to his mom. And they were just there. And they, like, I can't even imagine what a fan would do.
See, like, I feel like if you're a fan of water parks, though, that's like the kind of crap you expect.
Right.
Almost, too.
Yeah, like, it's like on brand for sure now that all this stuff has come out. At the time, I think a lot of the, like, there was a lot of people talking shit on that on tour, mm-hmm. being like, what the hell is this guy doing?
When they were smaller and a lot of people didn't really know what was going on with the band, it's definitely a very weird thing from the outside looking in. But once you kind of get the band, I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think so too. And I don't know, man. We'll see like what happens when things come back and they start touring again. I think mm-hmm. I think we people are going to be very very surprised how big this band really is.
Oh, 100%. Especially with this new album, I think they're going to blow up.
Yeah.
Even more. They're going to be, I'm not going to say like Fall Out Boy level or anything like that, but definitely like 2500 3000 cap rooms wouldn't surprise me.
Absolutely. Anything else?
No,
that's it.
Good. I think we did it this week.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. As always, check out the full list on my Instagram
at Slappy Slam. Follow Mike.
Yeah, and follow Shane too. If you don't follow Shane, that's surprising. But do that.
Yeah, please. I'm on there sometimes.
At Shane Tolp.
Yeah, it's easy.